On Mondays, we talk about technology, and today we're going to go to Taiwan. The East Asian island has a reputation as a high-tech hardware store to the world. Its economy is booming as companies churn out parts for famous global electronics brands. But the island got a big chunk of the world market and a very different product, too. Reporter Lucy Kraft has this serenade to Taiwan's pipe dreams, though her story starts in Virginia.
Virginia music store owner Kevin Landis runs through a jazz standard. It's playing an instrument that dates back to 19th century Paris. French saxophones are still the gold standard today, but the horn Landis is cooking on now wasn't made in France.
You would never have thought of Taiwanese instruments trying to inch into the pro territory, but they are, and they're making some really nice horns.
They're making them here at a gritty workshop in the town of Ho Li, central Taiwan. 10 men and women huddle at their workbenches, silently adding hundreds of parts to perforated tubes of brass, the skeletons of alto saxophones. Their progress is glacial. One worker dabs dots of glue to fingernail-sized pads of lambskin. Then he packs the cushioning into round brass keys. Another worker attaches these keys to the tubes, positioning and then repositioning them. A third worker thrusts a fluorescent light inside the brass tube to scrutinize the handiwork. He depresses the keys and watches for telltale rays of light. If light escapes, the keys must be realigned. While the work is slow and methodical, the owner of this company, Lin Cheng Saxophones, feels a sense of urgency. Zheng Tsung-Yao says, our quality is improving, but if Taiwanese companies don't move quick, they will be left behind. There are a dozen assembly lines, small family operations like this one, throughout Ho Li. The town has a population of 50,000, but it produces about 40,000 saxophones a year. Just how Ho Li became the world's unsung center of saxophone making is largely an accident of history. The story dates back to just after World War II. It stars a larger-than-life character named Zheng Lin Cheng. He was a farmer's son who abandoned the family land to become a painter and jazz musician, says a spokeswoman for his company.
No one during that time was actually playing any kinds of Western instruments, but he was fascinated by this instrument called saxophone.
According to company legend, when Zheng's saxophone was damaged in a fire, the inveterate tinkerer managed to build another, and that was the first sax made in Taiwan. Until his death several years ago, Zheng trained a number of apprentices and in the process launched a lucrative export industry. By the 1980s, Taiwan was churning out so many saxes under contract to labels in the U.S. and Europe, the government estimates that one out of every three saxes in the world was made in Taiwan. But then, mainland China began ramping up its cheap saxophone assembly lines. Virtually overnight, Taiwan's orders dwindled to a fraction of what they'd been. Half of Ho Li's workshops went under. But the surviving manufacturers are fighting back. Their strategy? To stake out a middle ground between top brands like Francis Selmer or Yamaha of Japan and the cheap mainland Chinese instruments. The Taiwanese government and the private sector are furiously investing in research and development, quality control, and marketing. Here's the secret weapon in Lin Cheng's battle for brand recognition. Founders' great-granddaughters, ages 15 to 22. They're giving a demo in the store, but the family deploys them around the world to showcase the company's horns. Taiwan's branding efforts are starting to pay off. Once limited to the inferior student market, Taiwanese firms now make higher-grade horns for famous European and American labels. Some companies are even selling instruments under their own brands. But they know their prospects are flat unless they can make saxes good enough to woo professional musicians like Richard Kleinfeld of the Washington Sax Quartet.
I must say, I frankly wouldn't have 25 years ago thought of buying an instrument made in Taiwan. But now, I would consider it.
For NPR News, I'm Lucy Kraft in Ho Li, Taiwan.